Orida bani dama zoride. Orida bani dama zoride.
Pebiala merla pandu pebiala. Pade pandu pebiala Anthony Merlan. Pebiala merla pandu pebiala.
Andre nereku.
Sadia.
Welcome to the U Podcast. I'm your host for today, Lubi, and hanging out with one of the baddest, one of the best friends. Yeah, I don't really have best friends though, but
bestie.
I don't really have best friends, bro. Guy, cause I don't. I don't really have best friends, but I think he comes close, right, to that person. Like he's like what we call Mikey the Plug, right? So what's your problem, motherfucker? What's your problem, guy?
It's funny.
I should introduce you like that.
No. So welcome to you.
What's your name? Tell them your name, motherfucker.
My name is Michael.
Exactly. You are 16.
I'm 16. I'm a native of South Africa.
Isn't it?
What up, Miners?
Well, yeah, welcome to the podcast. How are you guys doing today? I know you guys are good. Whatever you're doing, I sound like an OOP shit, I said.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you're doing,
OOP, all these radio stations. Welcome to Monday night afternoon on New York time.
Like, I think, I don't know, I'm actually going to digress a little, but like growing up, right? Yeah. I used to listen to Sapienza FM,
Sapienza
FM, right? Like, but because for all people like us, I grew up in the East, right? Like, it was like one of the top radio stations back then. So there was this guy I fell in love with, Freshman JM. Guy, this guy was like he was to me. I felt like he was the goat of OEPs at that point in time. And he used to host this program where it was late at night, like 11 to 1-2.
And you stay up to listen to him.
Most times I swear I stay up listening to him because
remember when you had this radio thing? Yeah, you had radio all around.
Exactly.
SS1. I had radios, when I discovered it though.
I had radios all around me. Yeah. So because funny thing, like, growing up, I grew up around radios. My mom loves radios. My dad loves radios and stuff like that. So in the house, in the room, she has a radio. In the parlor, she has a radio. Even her phone, okay? And anything I want to come Malian as my favorite. That's actually her line of thoughts. Come Malian as my outside of us.
Yeah.
I never understood it, but coming, I come like fast forward to then.
Yeah.
First of all, I listened to a Freshman. It was like this heart to heart kind of episode. Where you have and they're going to be singing like this Kenny G. I don't know if you guys know Kenny G. He's like this instrumentalist, like.
And it's towards the night.
It was giving, bro.
I think that's how you said. Sorry.
Let's
not go there.
Listening to the way he talk, the way he actually, because that was actually why I understood that things people actually go through a lot in relationships, right?
Yeah.
Friendships, whatever.
Love molded the idea of relationships too. It's contributed.
One way or the other, because I listened to back to back. I wanted to say back and forth, but yeah, back to back still works though. So yeah, I all of a sudden I became let's say invested in like listening to him. He had this Aaron L factor H, but to me it didn't even like stop me from loving him. It actually made me love him more because calm down. You have every right to love, yeah? But actually,
are you even listening to
me? No, bro, I love his car. Bro, I still.
You have stopped you from loving him. Your love for him was all for this.
He had this R&L factor, right? But to me, one of those reasons I actually liked him the more, because well, at first I actually made fun of it, like hey, when he said chinero, that kind of stuff. But at first it was like I was poking fun at the guy, yeah. But for listening
time to,
but,
listening to him, yeah, discover that
he had a lot of things to offer. I had a lot of things to say, and it was just organic. From there, I was like, you know what? If I actually get a chance to actually become an OAP and stuff like that, I would definitely want to be like that.
Shout out to
Freshman J
for inspiring my guy.
I swear.
To do this podcast. Obviously, you are his inspiration.
Yeah, stop now, what's your problem?
And he couldn't change his mind.
So back to your age.
I think one thing I liked about radio stations then, yeah, was their jingle. On my way to your house today,
yeah,
I saw a car that had a sticker on it.
Yeah.
I had Radio Nigeria, and I remember uplifting the people.
Radio Nigeria
uplifting the people.
This amazing, like, one car,
and
one
every thing. Child in our day had just learnt it, yeah, without nobody forced it to, exactly. You just had to know it
because it played constantly. You just like, you just have to absorb it,
I'm telling you,
consciously, right? But that's
FM.
I don't know, I remember. Akukakarani, Heartland FM 100.5 Radio.
Go.
Akukansi, I don't know. But now the question that begs the question, right? Like, what do you think about the whole radio culture in Nigeria now?
Bro, it was fire back in the day, but now people, technology and everything, it messed the whole thing up.
Right.
Because
I don't know, but question now is, why do you think that is? Because technology should actually make things like better. Do you get?
I feel like what I feel will happen, it's been a transition,
right?
I feel what we do as podcasts right now,
yeah,
exactly, higher coverage is what AOPs were doing back in the day. Exactly. The only difference, we talk more with funny jingles. I feel like
because the creative ones, still.
But the only difference is we don't actually have to go to. You have to go to a, we have a studio though.
Yeah.
Record our thing and we'll post it out. They have different platforms pushing it. But them, they have old technology. It's the only people in your area that will hear you. But the difference is now we have a mic. People outside the country, globally, can hear us and get to see what we're doing. So,
but
technically, we're radio presenters.
I don't know how.
Technically.
I try.
Technically.
But that notwithstanding, yeah, like, I get that. Now, but, like, I've seen situations where, like, these days, right? Excuse me, radio stations actually like going global, because I've been in love with radio, like listening to radio, like,
yeah,
like even listening to like international radios. Like I had this app on my phone back then, like I can actually listen to like BBC, not like, I know BBC is, that sounds weird, like it's news, but like where BBC Extra, like this, like the hip hop, like the hip hop version of like radio,
yeah,
over there or in the UK. Also, Lakers, LA Lakers. Whenever it comes, like
satellite radio,
you get, I love that. Yeah, that means that radios, like radio station, radio, and like, radio movement rather, could actually move from one continent to another.
Yeah.
Now
with the right medium.
And that's technology, right?
True.
Now that's my question. Now, like, why would this advent of technology, with the way things are actually coming along, rather way are fast yet, that radio culture in our area, in our prison, is actually dying away. Okay, because over there, or not even over there, you have a Beats FM at Lagos State. You have Beats, you have a South City FM. This is actually like, this is actually amazing. You have big as what you get. And in as much as it's actually a radio station, they still have found a way to like still be engaged.
Within that audience,
no matter how much they drew. But in a situation where you see people like ABS Radio, Heartland Radio,
yes, it's dead.
And you know, I don't know if it's because it's government,
independent television, AI. But still, I get what you're trying to say, yeah. I feel they're just yet to jump on the moving trend. Like you said, some radios out there are still existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to exist. They are still surviving somehow. Definitely. With different mediums. Yeah. But here, I think they're here to employ such strategy. Or still, never had that catchy content to keep people listening to them. That's what I'm saying. Most movie industries now are doing reboots of old shows to trigger nostalgia and get people to, you know. So what stops radio stations to buy into such concepts and trigger old shows and put them on their bigger platform?
Okay.
Unstar are still radio name. People get people to listen to them. The whole idea of buying a radio and plugging and turning it on and listening instead. So why not move the whole money straight to the social media house?
True.
Or record and post different episodes instead of being on air every 24 hours every day.
Okay. So what you're saying is actually like it's actually very valid. It's actually a very valid point. Now, but I feel like to me, I'm actually talking about this thing from my own experience, from my own point of view, right? Now, in a situation where, because like you said, human beings have this messed up attention span, and if radio stations can actually tap into that, like
hold it,
like they're going to lose them. Because now, if you notice, the radio culture generally has been messed up. Our moms then, like, they had radios all around, you get. Now, we moved into the whole digital age where you can actually access radios from your phone, right? Mm-hmm. But that notwithstanding, people still don't turn it on.
True, because they don't have fine reason to. The actual time I actually enjoyed radio was when I was working under my boss sometime, I think, 5 or 10 years ago or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
All he had in his shop was a radio. So the only source of music was, I think, Dream FM, Enugu's Dream FM. Yeah, station of mine, something like that. Yeah. So we could access it, listen to it. So every time of the day, the source of music, you could listen to all the shows.
Okay.
This particular panel, they had Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba. Then Seke, Madam Seke.
Yeah, Madam Seke.
Madam Seke was very interesting. So every time I was standing there watching what my boss was doing, because I was an apprentice. Madam Seke was listening to me, In between, both of us would laugh, because listening to the same.
Exactly.
So show that Madam Seke, I would gladly listen to it over and over again, because it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
But those things, if you imagine having such content, it's easy for someone to come back to listen.
Easily accessible, yeah. True.
And instead of being on air, like I said earlier, 24 hours every day, get those content, record them, and post them on social medias, through like this podcast channel, Spotify, Google Pod, the rest of them, and post them as episodes. Maybe record them and have video coverage of the whole situation instead of doing the air thing. It's dead. Nobody listen. People do listen. Like, our parents are still alive and all, but you know, the paradigm shift.
This paradigm, I get that, and I actually agree with you totally. In the sense that, like, so far, once you try as much as possible to keep have an engaging content, people actually stay back, right? And if you find a way to like shake things up, because I over up until now, right, Beats FM, right, and Lagos Beats FM,
it's a place even celebrities go still there,
and actually have the video. I was gonna have a video section. Right? I think ABS started that way, but
they're using just Facebook and I think YouTube, Facebook.
Exactly, you get. So like, I feel like it's not yet accessible to people.
The content is dead,
and the content is not.
Kind of, it is.
It's not dead to you, but it's, you know, it's still like actually like the largest marketplace up until now.
People go on Facebook because they have pictures. I don't know. People are on Facebook are like, you know, the social standard has shifted from Facebook.
Yeah, I get
IG.
That TikTok and the rest of them. I get that. But my point is, it's still billions of users
on Facebook. Yeah.
It still has users. It still generates traffic. But that notwithstanding, yeah, like you said, it needs to be accessible.
True.
Yeah, if it's accessible, I swear, like, if freshman can get access to his episodes, I'm definitely going to listen to them.
That's the truth.
And as I'm listening to them, I'm reminiscing. He's reminiscing about the time, about the time we spent together.
That's what he said.
About the time we spent together.
Love and happiness.
But you get my point. Like when I listen to this, I'm thrown back to nostalgia. Like, yeah, okay, yeah, wow. I used to remember good old days. You associate good things, good memories with these things. You get
like animals.
Exactly. Wait, bro, are you calling me an animal or something?
No,
like
we're all animals in our own primal state.
Yeah, that's just trying to like save the whole situation. But I get.
No, I'm never. Cool. Why would I refer to my guy cool. animal?
I'm not your guy, Abi. Rubbish, motherfucker. Well, back to the old age. Yeah, back to the old age.
He just called me rubbish. I'm going through a lot.
This is what this guy's problem. But okay, now because I remember back in the day, our parents, my late grandfather, he loved BBC. Like, he wake up by 4 o'clock, just turn on to BBC.
Wow. Just commitment.
Another thing is that this.
And he stayed in marriage. It's your national fan.
No, my grandma passed away, Sha, at the very.
Your national fan, yeah.
Is it my great grandma?
Such commitment can be found in any other team.
No. I think his was he was old, obviously, and he was actually she. he got used to that. Back then, they didn't have a radio sapience. I didn't have a, what they had was a VOA, Voice of Africa. That was actually at a subsidiary of BBC. So that was actually the only way they could actually get the news. Mm, it was okay. Until recently started having other Heartland FM or stuff like that. But that notwithstanding, like, my point is listening to radio is actually at some point for me as a practical person, it brings about like nostalgia. You remember memories. Because back then, like, whenever I wake up, he's listening to, he has carries like this, and yeah, like this, and also people, shah.
Your words, grandpa. It's him. He's the one cooking.
No,
he's cooking you. So, try him, not me.
No. But yeah, but like that's the thing. You're like, listening to this, like, actually brings back memories. And if there's anything you people can actually do to bring back these memories and stuff, like, people actually go to tune in. Trust me. Because another thing, the content again should actually be up to par. Because people's attention span is actually very, very tiny, or very little rather, or very small. I don't know what to say. But yeah, if you have like, because another thing you said, I actually like, I agree with. Instead of having to stay on air 24/7, although they have different segments on air though.
Yeah, find interesting ones and just air them, like record them, an hour, 2 hours, record them, post them on for episodes instead of doing the whole air on air thing, wasting resources.
No, chill, because I think that's one thing like you kind of like got wrong, in the sense that you cater to different audience.
Okay.
Right. So, and like you said, like, it's different segments. What you can actually talk about? Okay, you know what? All these segments, right? Record them, make them accessible.
No, listen.
Because you never know.
Let me tell you, I feel like when you're a driving artist, you don't know which one is best or best content to each person. People have dynamic choices.
People have dynamic taste now.
Like, can I now say something?
Yeah, you are free to say something.
All right, sure. The thing is, yeah, the data analyst.
Oh. Thanks. PSC, public service announcement. No. I have to, because I don't know how.
But my point.
Chill, bro. Nah. I have to laugh, bro. PSA. This guy beside me here is a data analyst, right?
I just said it as a data analyst. Yeah.
No. He said in data analyst. What the fuck did I just say?
We have.
What did I just say?
Listen to me first,
listen, bro.
So there are ways to tell how many listeners you had for this particular show.
Okay.
Level of engagement had concerning a particular show. You can tell most every radio station can tell their best show.
Stuff like that. Yeah. True. Definitely.
So there's no way you will keep every episode of every show.
Yeah.
It's not possible. But you can keep the interesting ones.
Okay.
Your top five will fetch you as much money or more money than the entire radio station was fetching you if you take it global.
Are you doing it for money?
Yes.
It's not about inclusivity.
Nobody's doing it for money.
As a designer, I'm talking about inclusivity. So, second thing I want to say is this.
The set of people that listen to radios now
have changed.
Are mostly transport drivers, because in every bus you enter, they rarely play music.
It's not as if.
And it's just a source of music.
Exactly. It's just a source of like
information.
White noise, more or less.
Exactly. To keep them, to fill up that empty space.
That awkward silence.
Exactly. So how, and if you can keep those, you can actually keep your series. I'm not saying you should shut down completely. Yeah. Like, entertain those people. They're actually a set of persons. Keep them entertained.
True.
But you can do more what you're getting.
Yeah, I think
you can do more than that. Record the episode. Continue your airing thing. Record the episode and post them out there.
Yeah.
You get the point now. Then during the podcast or whatever you sent out there, you can still give them. Oh, we air the show. So and so area. So and so time.
Cause funny thing is like. Even if you have the favorite show or have like the most popular show, right? It's not at every point in time. It's not everybody that actually gets to listen to it.
True.
Yeah. Closer, for example.
Archive. People can actually go back and listen to what you said.
To this thing. So I don't know what radio stations are doing about this. I don't know.
You told me to manage radio station. I think we have the best idea to make it work.
You think it's that easy?
I don't need to do much. I create an account and, you know, post it out there.
Create account.
Then run ads on TikTok.
See your man.
Campaigns. Campaigns.
But yeah, because in the sense that people have different schedules, right? And true. having like that mindset, okay, you know, even after you messed up, I can always come back,
go to this
and listen to some of my best episodes and stuff like that. I think what else do I want in life?
I'm telling you, and I was listening. I saw a video. You know Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
What they call him again? What they call people that do they use dolls to make comedy?
Oh yeah. I've forgotten the name, but I get what you're saying.
Why would I remember their name?
Did you know their name before?
Yes, I knew the name.
Okay, chill, let us search them. No, but just keep on talking. I'll let you know.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
No impressionist. Impressionist, no.
It's not impressionist. No, just keep. I think you're.
Why can't I hate the fact that I don't remember it.
It means one of two things, like you're dollared, or oh you're not loaded. all of these things. So yeah, what are people, right?
Yes, the normal profession.
Sorry?
Jeff Dunham's profession.
Okay, Jeff Dunham's profession. American ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist.
It's true or not, there's a way you actually remember this now.
I might have.
You wouldn't have, bro.
I don't know. Yeah, that's unknown. So... But I knew the name. It's very popular. It's very I knew what
it's means. It's one of those things where like it's on the tip of your tongue, but you just can't get it out.
Exactly. So what I'm saying, why bump it to Jeff Dunham? I was watching TikTok today and I saw a video of him and Ahmed.
Yeah.
So I was watching the video. I was laughing so hard because
it's been a while.
The first time I saw that video was about I think how many years ago? 6 years ago? 4 years? 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I saw that video of Ahmed. It was very funny. Then Walter and the rest of them. I was going through his page. I was like, this guy is a legend.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's the same feeling that happens if people actually go back and listen to the show. I'm like, oh wow. And even after 10 years, I can tell my kids, this is what we should listen to back in the day.
And when they come back, they can still see it. Get.
Yeah.
That's actually,
like episodes on Netflix, Friends.
Yeah.
People know Joey. People that were born today or tomorrow, they'll still find out who Joey is.
Because one of the things that Friends are actually way, way back.
Yes, 1992, 1993.
But they still know Joey. Why? Because it's still accessible.
Joey doesn't share food.
I said that's actually the same thing. Same thing that happened to me with Bilbo. Actually, I feel like he's actually one of the best. Bilbo.
Yeah, he's a legend,
bro. That guy is. I think only.
I don't have any shit with feminists. Hear me out. Hear me out.
when it comes to comedy, I think he's
a goat.
He's top two. He's top two, and he's not number two. For me, he's top 10. He's not number 2.
No. There are people better than him. Okay. Matthew is funny.
But he's not better than Bilbo.
Shrek is funny.
He's not better than Bilbo.
Bilbo, there's this young guy. Obviously, I've forgotten his name. He has this club setting.
Yeah, I think most of them have this club setting. Yeah, I think
he stands, he folds his shirt.
That guy is funny.
I think he just gets his cruise.
That's actually what we call stand-up comedy, but I don't think he actually writes this shit. I don't know.
I don't think he writes it.
Right? I don't think he writes it.
He just walks the stage.
He just walks the stage. And he knows how to walk the stage.
Like, Mister, where are you from? I just came into London. I came to see my boyfriend. How long have you guys been about? 2 years. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
But our point rather is that at the end of the day, just try to make these things accessible.
Yeah, people can go back to
people can actually go back, relieve these particular situations and stuff. And like, you know what, life goes on. Yeah,
life goes on.
So yeah, I don't even know what brought us this whole radio here. Well. He told me about trying to be an OAP, which I won't lie to you.
I'll be spending how many minutes not talking about possibilities of OAP better the radio industry. This is how it happens. Yeah, eventually. You might have, I think, the $1 million business idea. One of the episodes.
I feel like most of the time, just like two guys just talking about things that probably one of them might actually end up like selling.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the CEOs might listen to all of like, hey, this guy have ideas to make my radio shit work.
Let's
invite them. Hey, you be the manager. Let's see how it pans out.
You're going to get fired in a couple of days. Yeah.
No. I have integrity.
You can see. I don't even know if you are switching to a new topic, but I don't know. But let's see, integrity does so far for you. If you're all competent.
Listen, competence does so far for
you. Bro, you're not competent. See, I don't go chop your integrity with you.
you won't have nothing to talk if you don't have you can play somebody without integrity. If you see, will rob you blind without consent.
Michael, hear me out. I'm not going to let you.
Well, are you talking before you wanted to
I'm not going to let you.
Allow me to finish my
no.
You can allow me to talk. You're not listen, yeah.
I'm listening.
You can teach a man of integrity how to be more competent in his job. You can train a man that has integrity.
Cap.
A man with integrity, listen, will not steal from you.
Cap.
A man with integrity will not abandon you when he's most needed.
Okay.
A man with integrity will make sure that he does everything his best to better the company because he won't cheat you in any way.
Are you done?
And you can easily train the person.
Are you done?
To be as competent as you want him to be.
Are you done?
But a man with competence and with integrity will steal your profit.
Are you done?
Without any limit.
Are you done, bro?
He will find a way to cheat you from opportunities because coming your way to benefit himself.
I think that actually basically gets in our head in life.
I'm shaking my head.
See, let's actually get serious right now. Look at investment bankers, right?
Yeah.
If I don't think integrity does anything in that job, in that field, chill. Now, you see situations like, see, if you are competent enough, at the end of the day, the world is a wicked world, bro. And fuck integrity, more or less. Fuck it, bro. See, get ahead in life. Focus, chill. I might come off like I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to defend the banker shit you just said.
The investment bankers associated with lack of integrity.
That's what you just did.
I'm not trying.
I'm trying to prove you wrong. But when you're done, let me know.
Mike is here. Understand? Well, there's a
side. Did you or did you not?
I don't want them to come for me, bro. Chill. Like, my point is here. At some point, like, see, you know, competence, ambitiousness, really. Like, when being ambitious, right?
Yeah.
You have to be competent for you to be ambitious. It can't be like I'm ambitious and I have integrity. Yeah, so there are two things that
you can have integrity and still remain ambitious.
See, Michael. Okay, let me now put it to you in the sense that integrity does. I think integrity does to make sense. I know what I'm not going to rip this guy, but I go rip him.
No.
Ha!
Listen to me, yeah. First, I don't think it's right to associate.
Exactly. No, that's one. See, but it's in the world we live in, right?
Two is we're speaking out from an employer's point of view.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Will you want to employ? That's what we're talking about first.
I would employ someone that gets me profits. Shake it now. I don't want to see if you can get. Let's say you can get the job done. I've seen situations where you're like, see, can you do the job? Yes. And I think what now happens is that the employer, as himself, the employer himself, should know enough to be able to check and balance his employees.
Most CEOs don't know everything about their business. You know that, right?
CEOs.
Yes, you just have a factory and have a knowledge of one or two things.
See the thing there. You're talking about CEOs now.
So what I'm saying is this, yeah. Yeah. I will prioritize. I'm not saying competence is not valuable. That's not what I'm saying.
That was actually what you're going for.
But I'm just saying you telling me that you can take somebody that has competence but lacks integrity and employ the person.
Yeah.
Hoping that you'll be the one doing the check and balancing and micromanaging the person.
Yeah.
And hoping he stays.
Okay.
It's not possible. So while I'm not denying the fact that competence is very important, okay, but integrity is as much as, or if not more valuable than just competence. Because a man with integrity, I've told you, this will protect your interest.
Okay.
While trying to move ahead in life, you can still maintain integrity and make go far in life in different fields, for example. But Yes, reality in most fields of life, you need to be dubious and all. But an employee, or as an employer looking for an employee, you need someone that has integrity.
Okay, Michael. Now, what about? Because I feel like you're looking at it from one point of view.
Yes, right? I'm looking at it from employer to employee's point.
No,
of view.
Now look at it from the employee's point of view. In the sense that because you know people actually give a lot for the company. I've done everything.
That's why you need the boss that has integrity. So. So integrity needs to go both ways.
And that's actually why I say what I say. In the sense that the world is cruel, right?
Yeah.
You rather reap that they get you than reap you.
See, why will you start fight with
Mike? Rather that they rip you.
Declare war on somebody that you've not had interactions with yet.
Okay.
So you can't be preparing to. Am I rip this
person? No. It doesn't start that way.
It starts with you finding out that your boss is a ripper, so you rip.
No. It doesn't start that way. See, once I've actually come to believe that the worst of the worst, right?
Yeah.
Of us was at some point the best of the best. First things first. This part is actually TikTok worthy. Because it's going to drive a lot of engagement. But that notwithstanding, you yourself, you understand what I mean.
I took a long pause. I was like, wait, hold up. Richie, I'm right.
I'm going to have to rephrase at this point. Because you actually made me feel like what I said wasn't making sense. But I know it makes sense. I know it makes mad sense. Yeah. So chill. So Mike, chill. Yeah. Okay. Now my point is, the worst of right, in a situation where you see someone like become cold hearted, he gets. Yeah. If you check back, right, he was at some point very loving, very open minded, very trusting. Yeah, I trust this person. I trust the system. The system is not going to fuck me over, right? And then the system one thing I want you to understand is that every employee thinks about his business, not you, the employer. So not the employee, the employer rather thinks about his business, not the employee, right? If for me to get ahead. Let's say, for example, I have a $1 million deal, but for me to actually get that $1 million, I have to downsize. Bro, I'm not going to be like, I'm thinking about these employees. No, I'm going to definitely just, you know what? I'm sorry for the income. I won't lie to you. I'm really, really sorry about this. This and this. So that means for now, in a situation where you're competent as the employee now, you're competent enough. You don't get axed, right? You don't get cut or downsized. You see an opportunity, for you to move ahead, to at the detriment or not really at the detriment of the company. Are you trying to say you're going to be like, I have integrity?
No, the right thing to do is to give him notice and.
Bro, you see, understand something.
What do you think integrity is?
Mike,
integrity doesn't mean foolishly following that doesn't suit your
interest. My point is.
I feel like you don't understand. You understand what integrity means in this particular context.
Mike, okay, I might understand, but from what I think, yeah. you mean for me about integrity is that, I wouldn't fuck this guy over.
Yes, I wouldn't fuck this guy over.
Yeah, but if it means for me to get ahead, when you have a situation where he or she, like the employer, didn't think twice about fucking you over, right? Yeah. Probably you are competent enough, right? Not to get fucked over, right? Because it's not as if it was integrity that kept you. Okay. Was integrity, was competence that kept
you. It might be integrity.
It was not. Bro, nah, fam.
Listen to you. Every CEO doesn't micromanage. Listen, let me tell you what. Every CEO can't micromanage his company. So most times they have one person they really, really trust.
Okay, on every floor, that gets back to them.
So who will I trust in that floor? Is it Mr. Integrity or the competence guy?
I need
integrity guy to help me micromanage the other guy. And most times managers are not. Most managers are not the best at their job. Have you? Do you understand?
Yes. True.
So as a CEO now, you want to promote somebody. Who will you promote? The competent or the, or for a manager position, a business position now. Yeah. The competent or the integrity, the one that has integrity.
Well, I have to take the integrity person. No, no, chill. No, okay, now I actually let you talk.
Rest my case.
No, first things first, right?
Rest in peace,
Uncle Phil. Now, reason why I said this work, reason why I actually had to like, I wanted to button was, first of all, the instance you give in the beginning,
yeah,
wasn't the instance you're using now.
Because I'm fluid.
What I said is fluid.
What suits my argument? Are you using?
Exactly. No.
What do you mean?
No. See, My point being here. Like I said earlier, you said what you talked about earlier was a situation where the CEO has it just a company. Just let's say a manufacturing company, let's say it's just a small company, more or less, you get.
Because the manager.
It's a small company now. Now, what I understand, what I know from what most companies do is that they have different departments, right?
Yeah.
Different departments, and like, which department is not doing well? Okay. That's where they go from, right?
Mm-hmm.
This department is not doing well. That means, for instance, yeah, competence takes a lead in this particular point in time. Because if that department is not competent enough to produce results, favorable results in this point, they get asked, right? Now I get what you're saying, and I believe I'm strongly in support of what you're saying. It's in a situation that most managers do not know their job. Yeah, nobody should come for me. I'm begging, nobody should come for me. But that's true. Now most managers don't really know their job, let me rephrase this here. Most of them don't really keep up with the trends, because at some point they knew their job well. They knew what to do. You get. But as time went on, trends change. You get. And let's say they couldn't keep up with the trends. Well, that means they are outdated to some extent. You get. Hence, they don't really know. They are not really the best in their field, obviously, or they don't really know their job. Now, okay,
different strokes,
yeah. But now, that notwithstanding, in a situation where the manager actually knows his or her job,
mm-hmm,
right? Who are they going to still ask rather? Is he ask or ask?
I feel like I agree with you when you say sometimes or most employees are always for their business.
Or Michael, quick question. Sorry, this is actually a quick question now. It's I think I had a conversation with someone sometime. They said if they ask you these kind of quick fire questions, you have to take 3 seconds to think about, okay, well, how is it going to benefit me and stuff like that, if things happen, right? Now, if that question, like, let's say you're an employee to a firm, right, and you just have to get, like, you're faced with that situation now. They say, hey, what's up, you work with JP Morgan, God bless JP Morgan, or you work with them, right, or you are an investment banker, you manage an amazing fund, right, a fund in the Bahamas or in Cayman funds and stuff like that, yeah, and you're approached by another bigger company. I says, you know what, like, see, sell these guys out and get, like, this is for you. And mind you,
what do you mean by sellout in that situation?
Sellout is not about
sellout doesn't mean leave them and come and work for me me their business secret.
Yeah, sellout is not telling them their business secret. Yeah.
What do you mean by sellout?
Sellout in this way is like, okay, like, let's say you are a very important person. You had the business. Because for you to be actually an important person in the company, that means you're competent enough to be able to produce solutions, right? And you know that if you leave that company at that point in time, without prior notice, right, things are going to like get messed up. But at the end of the day, you're looking out for yourself, right? You're looking out, you're going to a situation where you're going to a place or a destination where you have much more security.
Okay.
Much more, fluidity and much more importance. So let's say, for example, now
you're going to say
something. Wait, chill, I'm coming.
Allow me to.
I'm coming to the question. It's actually a question I'm asking you now. Now, in a situation like this, now, right?
Let me say.
You worked at JP Morgan, for example. JP Morgan, right?
Yeah, you're starting at first.
Yeah, look, you worked at JP Morgan, right? chill. You don't want me to finish now. You worked at JP Morgan, right?
Okay.
And you say you are an assistant manager, which is actually, so it's actually among there, right? You're doing, okay, you're a manager.
I get your question.
Oh,
an opportunity comes for you to leave the company, give you something better, more security, more commissions and more bonuses. And
you're living to
of the JP Morgan that you're working for.
Exactly, you need to take it to JP Morgan. And it's not about like trying to like write, because you know, like if you write, they're like, okay, a resignation letter. They may not accept it.
Can I say something?
Can you say something? Talk what you want to say. Because I feel like you're going to come from this moral high ground. Because bro, I swear, like, see.
Can I now say something?
Say what you want to say, bro.
Listen to Suits.
Yeah, see, I watch Suits. That's actually where I'm coming from. Because
That's one.
Okay.
Two is this, yeah.
Yeah.
What stops? Before I answer this question directly,
okay.
I feel like you mistake integrity for foolish commitment or commitment. Integrity simply means
standing for the right thing, basically.
Yes.
So?
Integrity means going towards the right way at every single point. Integrity means not betraying your partner or doing something that will, you know, cheat your partner out of something, like being upright, technically. Yeah. So, it doesn't mean that if you want to move on in life, you shouldn't. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you painted something in detriment of the company. Nothing stops you from telling the company, hey, so and so person has offered me so and so amount. If you can make it up to this, we can stay. It happened in Suits. That's why I made reference to it.
Michael.
I think when Louis wanted to leave, the other company came to Louis, like, I'll make you a partner. Do this. Let's do this together.
Because Louis wasn't asked at all. He was not among the people that, if let's say for example now.
You just said you were not asked.
Yeah.
But you were there to see other people get asked.
Yeah.
If I'm asked, why won't I move on with the company? It's different. You see? Then I'm moving on. That's moving on. That's not bringing anybody. If I'm not asked and I know if I leave, things will spoil. Nothing stops me from going to my boss. Like, hey, I offer me something. I feel like I'm at that level now. Can you guys do the same thing? Because I would love to work here and continue working with you. And if they don't, like, we can't do more than this for you at this moment, you're free to leave. Doesn't make you have less integrity. Doesn't make you whatever.
Mike.
Another thing you failed to mention is, from your whole perspective, you're seeing men with integrity as less competent.
No, I'm not. No,
I'm saying.
I'm not.
I'm saying. No, you are.
No, I'm not.
If you listen to the episode, what I'm saying is integrity without competence.
No, you say, no.
So
what you said
I'm
was,
saying is this. What you said was this or this. I prioritize a man with integrity
over competence.
Over competence. And I said that he lacks competence.
You cannot build on a sandy foundation. And same
for me to say that I'm going to teach the person means the person has a little bit of idea.
Same goes both ways. Because okay, now.
Cannot teach a man integrity.
No, Mike, understand something. Okay, see.
Hope you know that.
No, Mike, understand something.
You cannot teach a man integrity.
True. No, everybody looks out for themselves, right? If I see you are doing good, I reciprocate. At the end of the day, see, life.
That's not. Some people are built to be devils.
We get that. I am not advocating for them.
Those are the guys who are.
What I'm trying to tell you is that first of all, life as it is is fucked up. Life is messed up.
So if I do you good, you should do me bad and get ahead.
Michael, see the bad side of things. That's the funny thing. That's actually your life goal. That's your life mode, rather. I don't understand how you're coming here to come and start telling us that you tell me all the time, like, see, bro, like, see, expect the worst in people. You tell me, expect the worst in people, and then, so you don't get surprised, right? So, when you're expecting the worst in people, that means, okay, see, I'm expecting like this guy.
The man of integrity, even if I know people can be shit. He doesn't make me less integrity. My point is this, yeah.
Okay.
Being a man of integrity doesn't mean okay, you shouldn't know that people out there are vile and can be wicked. And even if it's depending on me being good to you, I can be good to you. People poison your friends.
True.
Friends of 11 years, 10 years, because of how much.
True.
You get the point. So I don't think it's like proportional, or if this is this, then this. On all gates in computer science.
Exactly. Same thing goes here. You know, like, life, first of all, like, once I understand.
Life is no balance. True.
No. Life is not black and white.
Yeah, there are grey lines.
Life, I think mostly life is actually grey. Okay, life is actually mostly grey in the sense that, see, you have to be in a particular person's position to understand the kind of like decisions he or she had to make.
Now, let's being in their shoes. Being in their shoes.
Like, have to understand the perspective, okay, the circumstance. Because now, let's say, for example, now, I think I watched an interview from Adi, the rapper, right? They asked me a question like, what was like your worst breakup? And I was, he actually said, at that point in time, the person did him wrong, right? But you have to understand that everybody is hero of their own story. You get. I have to make it. Probably, let's say, for example, now, I have to make it in life, right? I have to make it, no matter what, because where I have like, I have like 10 months to feel and nobody's actually looking at me. Yeah, and you know, some people can actually afford to be integrity or whatever. I don't know what
to have integrity
exactly. There are people like, there are two ways to die in the ends where I grow, right? Gang, you understand? Look, you understand? Gangbanging is one, suicide is two. You get so wait, Michael, chill. Because I don't think you chill, bro. I don't think you chill. bro said like, don't. I said like, well, how now you said like say
so. Don't tell me what I do, but tell me how I do what I do.
Don't tell me what I get, like, you understand, like,
how to do what I do
exactly, because you don't know. So the meme mug scared you a bit. At the end of the day, the world will get as it be.
Bro, listen.
See, and have, see,
does this still, does that mean, or does that justify the fact that persons, I understand.
It doesn't justify the fact, true.
That's one thing I wanted to understand.
Someone said
everything is justifiable.
Exactly.
On earth.
Like, every fucking thing is
justifiable. If you watch the movie on Netflix, at some point you start understanding why
do what he did. Exactly. Because it got to a point, I felt like I was
you understand why he did what he did.
I'm like, what the fuck?
And are we all psychopaths?
Exactly.
Deep down, but still, that's different. So, we boil down to what you say when people have different stories.
Yeah, true.
And until they tell you their stories, you'll not actually relate to them.
True.
And what we're doing here now is telling you our stories so you can relate to us, because we are you.
We are you.
Welcome to you.
I swear, I wish you guys see this guy pose you right now, but yeah, welcome to you.